As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, September the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Head scratcher today, though. We'll just have to see where it goes. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, and engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. All of our archives are located over at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Just click on the show archives link. It'll take you over to the show archives page. Click on Become Vocal Local, and there you go. Well over a year of broadcasting, carefully indexed, ready for your use. This morning, unexpectedly less bad news sends crude and stocks higher and the metals down. That's kind of a weird way of saying it, but that's what it is. Irradiated beef, a tasteless mound of glowing cow flesh on a GMO soy bun. Don't that just sound tasty? Yeah, legal research, letter writing, paralegals, conventions of the law to see. Well, we'll go wherever we go. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Lots of news on the browser this morning. Friday, September the 3rd, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would have loved to have written this down at 5 minutes before the hour, but unfortunately, I don't ever make any of those kinds of arbitrary or capricious changes. I just tell it to you the way I found it. Gold down $11.50 this morning, trading at $1,239.80. Silver off a dime at $19.55, yet still within striking range of that $20 mark. Let's see that $20 silver. Please, 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 oh, please. I don't know. What do we have to do? Beg the boys at COMEX? How about the London Bullion Market Association? Can we get the jackboot off of gold's throat, please? But anyway, the lows and highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,237.10 for a low, $1,255 is just about where it was when I logged on this morning. Things were looking really good. That's a pretty good size spread developing there, but at $1,239.80, take heart, little clock, your gold is still up $248.30 year to year for a 25.04% return on your investment. We will be back in a moment.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Just when you thought it wasn't possible, we did make it through another week. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. In other words, 1 hour ago from the time that you're hearing this broadcast, if you're listening to me live, gold was trading off $11.50. It's one of those waterfall events. This is the sort of stuff that we have because we have the big spider on the web. This is the benefit that we have to gain from having all of the exchange-traded funds in the precious metals markets. It's not like you have to, you know, bend your head over an envelope and put all of your gold and silver in a little box and send it off to your broker and then wait for the check to come back. No, these guys can do it in nanoseconds, and they did this morning. But anyway, gold was off $11.50. At $1,239.80, silver was down a dime at $19.55 a troy ounce. Platinum was up 10 bucks at $1,553, and palladium was flat, ostensibly, at $522 in early trading. Again, the lows and the highs, 12.37.10 for a low in the spot market, and 12.55 even for a high. The London gold shares this morning, they show, if my math is right, and I keep track of this daily, so I'm probably right, they show 9.52 metric tons having been sold, perhaps overnight, perhaps in just the last few moments. Don't know how that works out. But on the SPDR Gold Shares website, GLD, They're showing 1,294.51 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued at these bullion prices at $51.96 billion. The boys in London this morning fixed the price of gold for trading amongst the miners and others at $1,252, and it promptly went south. Anyway, yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 51 at 10,320. The NASDAQ closed up 23 at 2,200 even. The S&P 500 closed up 10 at 1,090. All that on the bad news that we had yesterday. I don't know how things go up and down like they do, but it's all a rigged market anyway. You know it is. You might as well just go to Vegas and piss it all away. Crude oil this morning up 31 cents at $75.33 a barrel for those barrels of 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And they've got more crude in the Gulf, but this time it's just a regular industrial accident, it looks like to me, but you never know. The USDX this morning shows being unchanged at 82.40, yet we see a bumping around a lot in the Forex market. The Canadian loonie up strong this morning, up 90 basis points, and today at 96 cents U.S. That's up 2 cents in about 48 hours. The Mexican peso up 0.79% or 79 basis points, as they say in the econo world. The Mexican peso yet still exchanges at 12.9331 pesos for a dollar, or virtually 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning up 3 basis points. It trades exchanges against the U.S. dollar in the Forex market at $1.28. The British pound 0.8% upward, an 8 basis point climb at $1.54. The Swiss franc loses a little bit overnight, down 1.05% or 105 basis points, moves down a penny, and is exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 98 cents. The bond market this morning, the 2-year bond, continuing, it's a little bit of a recovery, moving up from that 0.47 and 0.46 range it's been in the very recent past. It's moved up this morning to 0.52%. But again, are you prepared to make a loan to anybody for $100, $1,000, $10,000, or $1,000,000 at 0.52% return on your investment? I wouldn't. I certainly wouldn't. The 10-year yield is at 2.75, and the 30-year is at 3.86, all just historic low interest rates. The mortgage market, however, picks up on that. The 15-year mortgage this morning moves down again from 4.03% a month ago to 3.86% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.57 to 4.34%. And if you can't get that kind of a mortgage rate into your matrix, well, where would you go to find one? The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%. Lots of interesting news, not dreadfully interesting news, but lots of interesting news out there this morning. Let's just jump over here and look at the employment figures. This is off of the, that one isn't. Let's go over here and get that one. So many. Today's economic calendar, very light this morning, but the employment situation is out. Came out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dennis Lockhart is going to talk at 10, and the ISM non-manufacturing index will be out at 10 also. But the real key number here that everybody was waiting for, excuse me, is the employment situation. And this came out this morning. Market consensus before the announcement. Non-farm payroll employment in July declined 131,000 after falling a revised 221,000 in June after a 432,000 boost in May. Of course, we go back to May. Now we're looking at the senseless workers. Of the July government plunge, 143,000 came from a drop in the Census Bureau payrolls. They're all the guys that are out there harassing you on your doorstep, getting three-dimensional coordinate geometry on your doorknob. State government fell 10,000. That's nowhere near enough. While local governments dropped 38,000. Of course, if you think about all of the local governments scattered hither, thither, and yon across the several states, that doesn't really reflect too many people getting dumped out of the government. We really should see those numbers go the other way. I'd like to see a combined state, federal, and local government decline in employment of about 500,000 a month. And if we did that for several months, we might start to have a little better world to live in. Private non-farm employment. Private non-farm employment, which discounts the effect of hiring and firing temporary census workers, accelerated moderately to a 71,000 increase. So you take the senseless workers out of it, and there's a moderate increase. Following a 31,000 gain in June, average hourly earnings moved up 0.2% following no change in June. The average work week for all workers rose to 34.2 hours, okay? It's a 40-hour work week if you're considered to be full-time. And so the average work week for all workers is part-time labor, no benefits. Well, that's the way I'm reading it. Turning to the household survey, the unemployment rate was unchanged at 9.5%. You know that's ridiculously low, but that's the way the government likes to keep it. More recently, despite a dip this past week, initial jobless claims in August have been running higher than during July, and this implies sluggish payroll and unemployment numbers. And we're going to find out how this impacts the marketplace in a moment. But just think about that. This implies sluggish payroll and unemployment numbers. In other words, it's not good news. All right? Just not good news. Now we can jump back over to employment. Employment likely cooled, this off the Bloomberg website, as U.S. slowdown hurts confidence. Remember, it's a confidence game. It's a Ponzi scheme, all right? Shrabhana Chandra, writing for Bloomberg, New News. Employment probably cooled in August. Probably cooled, unexpectedly. This is the way The Economist writes. Probably, unexpectedly, you know. Wow. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so as employment continues to cool down, tempers are continuing to rage all across America. It's about time to have a necktie party, folks. Private payrolls that exclude government agencies rose by 40,000 after a $71,000 July gain. Again, this is a Bloomberg article. So how does Shabhan Chandra write her articles? Well, she goes up, she looks on Econo Day. She figures out what the real numbers are, and then she sits down and she figures out how much she needs to earn this month, and she writes that many sentences, it looks like. But anyway, she's taken the same information that I just gave you and then built the article. Total employment may have dropped for a third consecutive month as census workers were let go. Companies are still absolutely devoted to cost control, said Chris Lowe. Now, this is where she deviates, you know, so if you're a blogger out there and you want to figure out how they go about doing this, you take the information that you find from the various statisticians, and then you sit down and you call other people. And these are the experts that said, and this is the expert said, and what he said. Companies are still absolutely devoted to cost control, said Chris Lowe, the chief economist at the FTN Financial in New York. See, it helps to have Chris's number. The labor market has just gotten worse and is consistent with consumer spending that's treading water. Consumer spending that's treading water. And I started using that treading water thing about 2 years ago, but it seems to have gotten wide traction now. Everybody's considering this as treading water. We're just trying to bob around in the ocean and keep our noses in the air. Job cuts at companies like Northrop Grumman, that's aircraft manufacturing folks, underscore the risk of retrenchment in hiring presents for American households, whose spending accounts for 70% of the economy. I'm telling you, the whole thing is driven by what you're willing to spend, but If our spending accounts for 70% of the economy, where does that? How do we do that with the other 30% must be earning? It doesn't seem like the numbers work up. Well, they don't. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke last week said growth and employment have slowed more than projected. Growth and employment have slowed more than projected. Well, I got to ask Ben, how much of a projection did you have for the reduction of spending and growth, Ben? We're not doing as well as you projected. They'll do all that it can do. The central banks will do all that it can do to maintain the expansion. Maybe they ought to get out of the way. If Benjamin Shalom Bernanke actually considers this to be an expansion, maybe he needs to be removed. It's possible. I mean, we could find the first Bowery bum laying on a sidewalk someplace with a half-empty bottle of Tokay in a paper bag, and that guy could probably do just about as well as Benjamin Bernanke has been done, you know? Let him grow a couple of days of beard, give him a nice haircut, put a suit on him and sit him up there and say stupid things, slurringly, and it would be about the same. Overall, payrolls fell by 105,000 last month, according to the survey median, reflecting the dismissal of temporary workers hired by the government to conduct the decennial population count. I don't know about y'all. Y'all tired of hearing about the senseless workers? We knew it was going to be a problem. They thought it was going to be a major stimulus, but it hasn't helped. It hasn't helped. Slowing services. Another report today may show services, that's me doing your laundry and you mowing my lawn, are the biggest part of the economy, expanded at a weaker pace. That's right. I quit mowing my lawn. Got in trouble with the city for it, but I just decided I'd quit mowing my lawn. Heck with it. What a waste of time and gasoline. 95 degrees to 100 degrees. My lawnmower is parked. The Tempe, Arizona-based Institute for Supply Management Services gauge dropped in August to a six-month low of 53.2. Who cares? It's a gauge. It's a number. Figures like that, we don't care about. The group's factory report this week showed manufacturing unexpectedly picked up last month, propelled by gains in production and employment. Unexpectedly. Economists forecast factory hiring climbed by 10,000 workers. They forecast the smallest gain this year. I want to know how many new hires were happening in the factories. I don't want to know what your forecast is. I've got a Ouija board, too, but I don't have crystal balls. The Standard & Poor 500 index lost 4.7% last month, making it the worst August since 2001, as concern grew that the world's largest economy was faltering. I mean, how many different ways can you state this, folks? It comes back every single day, more and more and more and more of the same stuff and nonsense, all right? Let's jump over here and look at Nouriel Roubini. This guy's supposed to be the great soothsayer. He's given all of the credit for predicting the crisis, the recession. Give us a break. I mean, Jim Cederstrom was talking about this back in 2000. The writing was on the wall. You know, the writing was on the wall. Bob Chapman, he's been talking about it that long. Robbie Noel's been talking about that long. But no, we're going to point over here at Roubini, all right? Well, anyway, here's what Roubini has to say, and I think he's dead wrong, but we'll see. Roubini says the dollar, the yen, and the Swiss franc may beat gold in any new recession. All right? The dollar, backed by nothing. The yen, backed by even less. And the Swiss franc, well, we don't know what's backing the Swiss franc, may beat gold in any new recession. It's, I don't know. We're going to have a new recession. We'll have the recession 3.0. It should be announced soon. Francine Lacroix and John Fowler, interesting pair, collaboratively writing new news. New York University professor Nouriel Roubini, I don't know where he's from, said the dollar, the yen, and the Swiss franc may be a better investment than gold if the world economy slips back into a recession. At this point, he's lost all credibility with me. Quote, if there was a double-dip recession, increasing risk aversion, some assets are going to be preferred, and gold will be one of them, Roubini said today in an interview on Bloomberg Television. But in that situation, fangs, notice now, fangs like the dollar, the yen, the Swiss franc, have more upside in a situation of rising risk aversion because they are much more liquid than the gold. Now, let me see. We have a bank holiday, and they shut all the banks, and you have no access to your digits. Which is going to be more liquid for you at that time period, gold and silver coin, or money locked away in a computer? Just asking. Investors are dashing to hold securities deemed to be among the most secure. Securities deemed to be among the, isn't that a little bit redundant? In a slowdown, what is a security anyway? It's worthless. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's a piece of paper. Counterparty risk. Third party in there all over the place. Anyway, investors are dashing to hold securities deemed to be among the most secure. God help you if you're holding one of those insecure securities. In a slowdown, as evidence mounts that the U.S. rebound from the worst recession since World War II is running out of steam. The worst recession is running out. Rebound is running out of steam. The rebound from the worst recession. Look at all the words. In other words, instead of just simply saying, Shabhanra, that we're going to hell in a handbasket and the devil's carrying the basket, she uses all of these words. The price of gold has risen 14% this year. Now, wait a minute. This morning, year to year, all right, your gold is up 25.04%. And that's only because of the sharp drop that the ETFs banged it this morning, because yesterday it was over 30. Let's see. I've got it right here. Yes, it was 30.34% year to year. Something seems to be amiss in her numbers. The price of gold has risen about 14%. Let's see. This is September. then October, November, December. Seems they're in the third quarter. I think it's much stronger than 14%. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back again once more to this article here, this rather lengthy article off of the Bloomberg website regarding Nouriel Roubini. Yeah, right. The price of gold has risen 14% this year and is traded at $1,252.25 an ounce as of 9.06 a.m. in London. You see where we're coming from, folks? As of 9.06 a.m. in London, it was trading at $1,252.25, but as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, after it came in, you know, with proximity of the New York market, it was whacked down $11.50. Well, anyway, I believe that gold is going to trade around current levels, Roubini said. Well, Roubini, put your money where your mouth is. If you believe that gold is going to trade around current levels and it's not going to go up and it's not going to go down, well, then you're good to go, right? Anyway, there are two extreme events that lead to a spike in gold. Now he's going to come out and he's going to tell us all. He's now the guru on gold, all right? Him and George Soros, you know, they're going to tell us all about it. This is the new bubble, right? There are I think he's probably been paid to write this piece, but I'm just going to, you know, withhold judgment here. There are two extreme events that lead to a spike in gold. One is inflation, but we have no inflation in advanced economies. Wait a minute. Can we say that again? This is inside of a quote from this esteemed economist. One is inflation, comma, but we have no inflation in advanced economies. Now, let's see. How many trillions of dollars have we cast into existence? Are we got the printing presses running? That is the secret weapon that Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke is using. It's his printing press. The power of the press, baby. Cranking them out. What's really nice about the New Deal is they no longer, in the new economic world order, they no longer have to use that pesky press. It's so cumbersome and slow. No, now they just type the digits in and print out the checks. Well, he says, Rubini, this is an esteemed expert, say, one is inflation. We all know what inflation is. but we have no inflation in advanced economies. If anything, there's a risk of deflation, he says. Quote, the other event in which gold prices go up is the risk of a global financial meltdown, comma, and that tail risk has been reduced because we backstopped the financial system. How did we backstop the financial system? We turned on the presses, he said. All right. Anybody believe that this man is credible? Rubini, who forecast the U.S. recession more than a year before it began, even though many others predicted it a decade before it began, today predicted that the U.S. economy, now chart it down, write it on your calendar, is set to slow in the second half of the year as tailwinds such as fiscal stimulus and inventory adjustments become headwinds. Now we're going from tailwinds to headwinds, okay? Tailwinds to headwinds. So now we've got a strong wind to blow in against us. And the little vessel here, you know, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria are going back to Spain slowly, sternward. All right? We can try to prevent double dip. These are all quotes, by the way. We can try to prevent double dip recession, but the idea we are going to have rapid recovery of growth to potential in advanced economies, U.S., Europe, and Japan, he says, is mission impossible. All right? The idea that we're going to have rapid recovery of growth to potential in advanced economies, of course, in these advanced economies, we don't have inflation, U.S., Europe, and Japan. If anything, we have deflation, is mission impossible. U.S. employment growth probably cooled in August and the expansion of the service industry slowed, according to Bloomberg News. U.S. employment growth probably cooled in August. They just said that it did. The expansion in the service industries slowed? Absolutely. Private payrolls, blah, blah, blah. Here's another quote from Rubini. All right? He's the new guru. He's the prophet. All right? The job creation is going to be very, very mediocre, close quote. He said in Cernobbi, Italy, quote, it's going to feel like a recession, even if we're not in a recession. Close quote. Let's see now, if it feels like a recession, Rubini, and it looks like a recession, and everybody that you ask tells you, yeah, we're either in a depression or a recession, do you think we might be in one? No, we're not in one. And we don't have any inflation in advanced economies either, because Nouriel Roubini said so. If global imbalances cause this crisis, the bad news is they're back, he said. If global imbalances, what's a global imbalance? You'd think what we'd need to do is spin it a little faster and put a wheel weight somewhere. The short answer is that nothing is going to replace the U.S. consumer in the short term. All right? Unless we all go out to Walmart, as George W. Bush, the shrub, suggested that we do after September the 11th. Hey, it's all right, folks. Go shopping. Go shopping. Everything's okay. Go shopping. If global imbalances cause this crisis, the bad news is that they're back. The short answer is that nothing is going to replace the U.S. consumer in the short term. All right? He agreed with Rubini that growth in developed economies will remain lackluster and said the U.S. in particular risks stuttering. The U.S. and said that the U.S. in particular risks stuttering. Stuttering. If Barry the Usurper's leadership becomes hampered in the months ahead. What leadership? And if the Democrat Party loses control of Congress. All right? Now they're going to blame the stuttering on a reversal during the elections of 2010. Here's a quote. There are big political storm clouds gathering in the U.S., Ferguson said. That's very bad news for the prospects of the usurper's presidency. What we see now is a period of very depressed growth in the developed world. Very depressed growth in the developed world. Rather interesting article. I thought I would share it all with you. That right off of Bloomberg this morning. Of course, we've been hearing about the Mariner. We'll come back to that. Doesn't really seem to be a big, big one here, but what do we got here? Let's catch this one. I thought this was a most unusual story. Rather funny, maybe, in a kind of a twisted way, but a rather interesting story. This off Bloomberg, Felix Gillette writing, September the 2nd, yesterday, 2010, late afternoon article. Ryanair's O'Leary, mulls a €1 toilet. €1 toilets and standing passengers. All right, now Ryanair, let's hear the article. Quote, why does every plane have two pilots? Asks Michael O'Leary, chief executive officer of Ryanair Holdings PLC, the largest low-cost airline in Europe, wearing sneakers, jeans, and an off-the-rack short-sleeve shirt. O'Leary is pontificating in his office at the company headquarters on the outskirts of Dublin Airport. All right, an Irishman. Good Irish boy here. Michael O'Leary, you know. Pretty savvy, too. Here's a quote. Really, you only need one pilot, he tells Bloomberg Business Week in the September 6th edition. Let's take out the second pilot. Let the bloody computer fly it. What happens if the pilot has a heart attack? One member of the cabin crew on all Ryanair flights would be trained to land a plane. If the pilot has an emergency, he rings the bell and calls her in. O'Leary says she could take over. All right, so the stewardess comes forward. The pilot has a heart attack, you know. The stewardess comes forward, takes over the flight. She knows how to land a plane. Not a problem, right? So why do we need two pilots anyway? It's kind of like redundancy, a great cost-cutting measure. I've got another one, O'Leary. Why don't we try this one on for size? Let's have pilots on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and let the stewardesses fly the plane on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Oh, it would save a lot of money, wouldn't it? I don't imagine it would build much confidence in the consumer, but it would save money. Anyway, from time to time, O'Leary, 49, lets loose with a statement like this. A provocative idea about how he would like to make air travel cheaper by doing something that sounds nutty. Dismissing his comments as the calculated ravings of a headline hound would miss an opportunity to peer into an airline industry psyche, which is usually hidden behind smiling, innocuous faces. Don't you always see the airlines, you know, they always have the stewardess or the ticket counter girl with such a sweet smile. Unfortunately, that's usually a raving dog behind there. Anyway, here's another one of his ideas. Pay toilets. At moments like these, or later, when O'Leary explains how he'd like to introduce standing cabins and pay toilets on all his flights. Standing cabins. Now, look, those seats, I mean, we have to vacuum them over and over again, you know. Think of all the time the stewardesses, you know, all the money that they have to spend, you know, lifting the seats forward, you know, setting them up after people have vacated. Heck with it. Think of all the room it takes. You know, you're never comfortable in an airplane seat anyway. There's never enough leg room, right? So just get rid of the seats. Let's all just stand up on board Ryanair. Well, it might be coming to an airline near you. We'll be back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. System start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So just a little bit on the lighter side, we'll go back to this article about Ryanair. You know, this is a real article, by the way, and I'm just making this one up. This guy talks and thinks like this at moments like these, or later, when O'Leary explains how he'd like to introduce standing cabins and pay toilets on all his flights, he gives voice to the industry's most primal survival instinct. He has the id of the airline business. If times were lush, rival airline executives could afford to ignore him. In recent years, with much of the global industry struggling to survive, O'Leary's subversive vision looks like a viable alternative to the status quo. In other words, folks, he's got the ear of the industry, which is threatened by obsolescence, attrition, and consolidation. After all, this is the decade of mergers and acquisitions. He says what the others are thinking, and more often than not, doing. All right? These days, any commercial flight may leave you with the impression that airline consider you as cattle. That's right. Cattle. Only O'Leary will call you a cow, lick his chops, and explains how he plans to carve you up for dinner. His 17 years at the helm of Ryanair have been one long feast. During an era in which the bulk of the commercial airline industry has lurched from one crisis to another, from the attacks of September 11th to the explosion of the volcano in Iceland, to the ongoing global recession, Ryanair has grown from a tiny regional airline into a legitimate powerhouse with 7,000 employees flying 1,100 routes to 155 airports in 26 countries. So just think we're talking about a wingnut, guess again. 7 million passengers. In July, Ryanair became the first airline in Europe to carry more than 7 million passengers in 1 month. This is the guy that's talking about pay toilets and standing room only cabins. All right? Standing passengers. The company has a market cap of $7.2 billion, dwarfing competitors EasyJet PLC's $2.3 billion and Ireland's legacy airlines Aer Lingus, $612 million. Ryanair falls short of Southwest Airlines Company's $8.29 billion market cap and Delta Airlines $8.22 billion. See, just a little bit short of Delta Airlines and Southwest Air. During the past decade, at a time when the global airline industry collectively lost almost $50 billion, Ryanair turned net profits in 9 out of the 10 years, most recently earning $431 million in the fiscal year ended in March. Rather good business to be had in the airline business. None of this guarantees that any of O'Leary's wilder fantasies will ever be realized, only that his ideas will shape air travel for years. Beneath his success as a CEO is a radical reassessment of the nature of the commercial air traveler. And listen, this is rather interesting. It's coming on us and at us. A reclassification that has gained momentum over the years, evolving from fringe hypothesis to a near-universal theorem. You know, they use cattle prods and wands and body scanners as you're going through the TSA station, going onto an airplane and coming off of an airplane. And we're going to talk about irradiating beef cattle in a moment. But this is how they treat you going in and going out, pretty much like cattle, all right? And it's becoming from fringe hypotheses to near universal theorems. At the heart of the O'Leary philosophy is the idea that commercial air passengers are not delicate creatures whose repeat business depends on free pillows, blankets, and tea. Rather, they are hardy beasts. You know, it's like humans and other animals. Parsimonious when buying a ticket, profligate once in the air. Willing to endure discomfort and indignity just so long as they get to their destination cheaply, and with their suitcases. The question hanging over the airline business and passengers alike is not whether the O'Leary way will be further adopted by airlines scrambling for survival. It's how far and fast his paradigm will spread. Again, he has the ear of the industry. He's a hero in the eyes of the airline folk. In July 2002, passengers in England were boarding a Ryanair flight bound for Dublin when the pilot announced that the baggage handlers loading the plane were short-staffed. A major delay was imminent, the pilot said. Unless people volunteered to move luggage, soon after, a handful of passengers stepped out onto the tarmac and began to heave the heavy bags onto the plane. Isn't that right? Self-handling, self-service baggage. You don't have to be, you know, a gorilla to handle baggage, after all. Anyone that's riding should be able to do that. Useless transactions. It continues. Someday, O'Leary would like to see this on all Ryanair flights. You know, they don't need that pesky little cart, you know, the little tractor that pulls it out there, you know, and they wear their headphones and listen to rock and roll and they crush your luggage, you know, and break all of the stuff that you have in there. And after the TSA people have riffled through all of your undies, you know, they really, you know, just think of you as cattle. You're nothing but cattle. Cattle. Someday O'Leary would like to see this on all Ryanair flights. Airports, he says, are ludicrously complicated places only because we have this utterly useless transaction of taking your bag from you upon departure just so that we can give it back to you at arrival, he says, close quote. Quote, get rid of all that crap. You take your own bag with you. You bring it down, you put it on. O'Leary says he believes that the way airports are designed to handle baggage is a cumbersome vestige of a bygone era, dating to the years between world wars when the only people flying were the likes of the Vanderbilts and the Rothschilds. Quote, they were switching out of the presidential suite on the cruise ships where they had a whole team of flunkies with white gloves who carried their bags and on to Pan Am, where they expected the same thing. Well, sorry, it's 2010. Carry your own bag, close quote. O'Leary brags that Ryanair was the first airline to charge for luggage, quote. For a small little Mickey Mouse Irish airline, the whole industry around the world now watches what we do, close quote. O'Leary brags that Ryanair was the first airline to charge for luggage. Flying free? O'Leary has a dream that someday all passengers will fly for free on Ryanair, and that all of the company's income will come from ancillary revenue, such as baggage fees, in-flight sales, and commissions on travel insurance, hotels, and car rentals sold through the carrier's website. Think he might have a plan? It's a distant dream. Ancillary sales now make up only 20% of the airline's revenue. The litany of people and institutions he believes are standing between him and his dream include trade unions who drive up his costs, politicians who favor state-run airlines, and regulators who prevent him from enacting efficiencies such as flying short flights with one pilot. Quote, if you don't approach air travel with a radical point of view, then you get in the same bloody mindset as all the other morons in this industry. This is the way it has always been, and this is the way it has to be, says O'Leary. So nothing changes. Cheap fares? In exchange for cheap fares, he says passengers will put up with just about anything. On Ryanair, that can include high luggage fees, relentless in-flight sales pitches for smokeless cigarettes, and scratch-off lottery games. Minimal customer service, bad, expensive food, cramped seats, and flights to secondary city airports that are sometimes hours from the actual city. A $34 one-way ticket from Dublin to Frankfurt, for instance, will actually take you to an airport in Hahn, Germany, which is nearly 2 hours by bus from Frankfurt. Eventually, O'Leary would like to get rid of at least two of the three toilets on all short flights, which would allow Ryanair to pack in more passengers at lower fares. He'd charge passengers €1 to use the remaining toilet. Quote, in many ways, travel is pleasant and enriching, O'Leary says, leaning back in his chairs. Quote, it's just that the physical process of getting from point A to point B shouldn't be pleasant nor enriching. It should be quick, efficient, affordable, and safe. Well, that's O'Leary's idea of air travel. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available.
You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. We got wacky news today. That's about what we've been dealing with in the first hour. We're going to continue a little further with that right now, going back to this article off of Bloomberg in regards to this gentleman, O'Leary, who owns and operates Ryanair, the largest airline in Europe, apparently. But he has some rather novel ideas. He's got very, very curious ideas as regards to transporting the human chattel from point A to point B. He says it shouldn't be pleasant nor enriching. It should just be quick, efficient, affordable, and safe. He puts his feet up on the table and gestures at his sparse office, which doubles as the staff meeting room. Hanging on the wall is a 2010 Ryanair charity calendar featuring the airline's flight attendants in bikinis. If you get a copy of that calendar from my own wall. Otherwise, the CEO's office could pass for a facility in an office park in New Jersey. The drab, again, this is the largest airline operating in Europe. The drab 15,000 square foot space, O'Leary says proudly, is probably the smallest headquarters of any airline in the world. While the idea of sprucing up his work environment is repugnant to him, he'd like to renovate all 250 Ryanair's Boeing 737 jetliners. Earlier this summer, he announced that he was planning to replace the last 10 rows of seats on his aircraft with 15 rows of upright standing seats, vertical benches with shoulder harnesses and armrests, which would allow him to pack 30 more passengers onto each plane. The idea of vertical seats has been a third rail in commercial air travel since 2006. When the New York Times published a controversial front-page story about how aircraft manufacturers were considering using such contraptions. After the publication, executives at Airbus played down their reported interest. Quote, our passengers and customers want more comfort, more and more comfort, an Airbus spokeswoman told CNN at the time. Ancillary revenue? Afterwards, the Times printed a lengthy correction. And in the interceding years, passengers proceeded to do the opposite of what Airbus predicted, ceding more and more traditional comforts to airlines looking to boost their ancillary revenue. O'Leary now says that after taking a look at the drawings, he's decided that vertical seats won't save enough room. Instead, he has a better idea. Replace the last 10 rows with a standing cabin, outfitted with various handrails, much like a New York City subway car, only without the benches and panhandlers. The increased capacity, he says, would lower fares by 20% to 25%. Quote, in no plane ever operated by Ryanair will it all be standing. You'll always have the choice of paying for a seat, he says. The argument against it is if there's ever a crash, people will be injured, he says. But if there is ever a crash, people in the sit-down seats would be injured too. Now, let's be fair about this. It's an equitable world, you know. We have social equity here. No one will be spared. We'll crash into the wall of the mountain. Everyone's going to go down. That's the way it's going to be. Won't make any difference whether you're standing up or sitting down, you moron. Enforcement action. O'Leary downplays the threat that turbulence would presumably pose for standing passengers. You know what I mean. You know, bumpy ride. Huh? We've all experienced that. For people, first-time flyers, you know, that's usually when they throw up. Here's a quote from O'Leary. He downplays this threat, of course, that turbulence would the threat that the turbulence would pose. Yes, somebody could get injured, he says. I don't say that lightly, but we do exactly what we do in every other case. Ladies and gentlemen, bing bong, we're going to have some slight turbulence. Hold on to the rails tightly. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Friday, September the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Our call-in number is 866-841-1065. Just going through a couple of news articles here. Could always go into the learning segment, but, you know, really. Anyway, this is pretty interesting. O'Leary again downplays the threat that turbulence would presumably pose for standing passengers. Yes, somebody could get injured, he says. I don't say that lightly, but we do exactly what we do in every other case. Now, think of yourself as owning an airline. This is what he's thinking. He's sitting in his office. He's got his feet up on his chair, wearing jeans, a cheap shirt, you know, kind of a dilapidated office, 15,000 square feet for the biggest, you know, 15,000 square foot total of office space for the largest airline in Europe. Yeah, this guy, yeah, he's like probably lives in a basement somewhere anyway. But, you know, he does, and he's very wealthy, you know. But anyway, he says like this, we do the same we do in any other case. Ladies and gentlemen, bing bong, We're going to have some slight turbulence. Hold on to the rail tightly.
Bing bong. I like that. Bing bong.
Sure.
Here's a quote. He insults the dignity of the flying public every time he opens his mouth, close quote, says Kate Haney, the founder of FlyersRights.org, a nonprofit passenger advocacy group. Oh, God, here they come, wringing their hankies. Haney says that this past May, spurred by O'Leary's comments about pay toilets, she raised the issue during a meeting with the U.S. Transportation Department. The Department of Transportation officials told her that they had verbal commitments in place from all the major U.S. aircraft managers, manufacturers, that they will never have pay toilets, she says. No, you're not going to have to pay for the toilet, honey, but toilet paper, $16 a square. Quote, we would pursue enforcement action against carriers as an unfair practice if they imposed a fee for using onboard toilets, said Bill Mosley, a spokesman for the DOT. See what he said? This is exactly what Mr. O'Leary was saying. It's the politicians and the regulators and all of the other, you know, handbag Hannahs that make this stuff impossible. That's why it costs so bloody much to fly. There's no reason for it. Same kind of trouble we have at the gas station, you know? If they weren't trying to grab a sandwich and a Coke down your throat, and maybe they would actually come out and check the air pressure on your tires and your oil, you know, maybe we could go back to 30-cent gasoline. Anyway, solo pilots? As for the solo pilot idea, Patrick Smith, a longtime pilot and essayist, calls the notion, quote-unquote, beyond preposterous, Smith says, that O'Leary is stoking the common misconception that planes more or less fly themselves. You remember those unfortunate Saudis that bought the travel, you know, what do they call those things, like a Winnebago? And they put it on cruise control. It got out of the highway, you know, paid for this big expensive lift. It's got it all stocked up, went to the local Safeway, filled up the cabinets. They got out on the highway, put it on cruise control. They go in the back to make a sandwich, and the thing runs off the road. Cruise control is not that automatic, all right? So this guy here, Patrick Smith, a longtime pilot and essayist, says the notion is preposterous. Even in routine operations, it's important to have a second person there, he says. What we don't want is to have Ryanair's wild and foolish ideas trickle into the U.S., says Haney. What we've seen is that passengers freak out for a few minutes, and then they become resigned. Passengers freak out for a few minutes, then they become resigned. What did she just say? Well, the passengers say, well, there's only one pilot. That's okay. What does he need a pilot for anyway? He's just flying the damn airplane. You know, they'd probably be chit-chatting back and forth between each other, texting their friends at home and calling their girlfriends on their cell phone. Better just have one pilot in there flying the darn plane, you know? That way they're not playing chess in their spare time. A couple of hands and three-card Monty. O'Leary was born in March of 1961, the second oldest of six siblings. His father was an entrepreneur who had a series of ventures, including a textile business, a meat rendering plant. We're going to talk about meat in a moment. And a rabbit breeding operation. Although his family was well off, O'Leary attended Clongowes Wood, the same prestigious Irish boarding school that once graduated James Joyce. Their family never flew anywhere. Losing my virginity until the mid-1980s when Ryanair came along, Aer Lingus, Ireland's national airline, had a near monopoly on flights out of Dublin, and prices were high. Like most upper-middle-class families at the time when the O'Learys traveled overseas, they did so by ferry. Looking back, he can't remember when he first got on an airplane. Quote, obviously, it wasn't that fantastic an experience. It wasn't like losing my virginity, close quote, he said. This guy's a real piece of work, isn't he? After graduating from Trinity College in Dublin with a business degree, O'Leary worked for several years as a tax accountant at a large firm. That's where he learned to crunch numbers. He left to start a newsstand chain that, according to the biography, Michael O'Leary, A Life in Full Flight by Alan Ruddock, netted the entrepreneur a couple hundred thousand Irish pounds in 2 years. Apparently, he is an entrepreneur. In 1987, he took a job as a financial assistant to Tony Ryan, an entrepreneur who had made a fortune in aircraft leasing and who had recently started an airline based at Dublin Airport. Ryan died in 2007, by the way. O'Leary agreed to work for no base salary and a significant percentage of Ryanair's earnings should the airline's meager fortunes ever improve. Have you ever considered that, folks? If you're in a management position, working for nothing,
working for nothing? Have you ever done that before? I'll tell you, it's really startling to an employer. It's really startling to an employer. I've posited that several times. In fact, many times. I'm doing this without pay, by the way. But I was working in as middle management, you know, in an engineering, multidisciplinary engineering and land surveying company. And I told the owner, the day I learn something here from you, I'll work that day for free. He didn't like that. In other words, I tell him, I haven't learned a damn thing since I've come to work for you, Bubba, and I'll work that day for free. Anyway, in 1987, he took a job as a financial assistant, blah, 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 and he got this airline. The deal eventually made him one of Ireland's wealthiest men. He currently holds 55 million Ryanair shares valued as of September the 1st at $5.05 each. So you do the math, $5.05 times 55 million. For the first several years of its existence, Ryanair struggled. Several times O'Leary recommended that it be shut down. All right, and then it goes on and talks about all the various and sundry things that he does. He's quite the obnoxious fellow, though. He ditched his tax accountant wardrobe and started showing up for work in jeans. That's kind of reminiscent, isn't it, of Bill Gates? At Ryanair headquarters, he cultivated a reputation for penuriousness. Now, they used to call that niggardly, but now they just say penurious. In other words, cheap. Banning cover sheets on faxes and requiring employees to buy their own pens. Hey, do I have to buy your pen? Buy your own bloody pen. It's part of your job, you know? You're required to write down and jot notes, so get your own pen. We don't provide pens here, and bring your own tablet, too. You know, a big chief tablet and a number two pen? Pencil? All right. O'Leary worked hard to become known as the most unpleasant man in Ireland. He worked hard to become known as the most unpleasant man in Ireland. He pulled off obnoxious stunts, including dressing up as the Pope to launch a new route to Rome and riding a tank into an airport outside London. This guy's just too good. Dressed up as the Pope. I wonder how it went over. I wonder if he had a Pope mobile pick him up. He took out advertisements insulting high-ranking government officials, including a series of infamous ads in 2001 depicting Mary O'Rourke, then the nation's top transportation official, first in a bubble bath. And I'll tell you what the bubble bath caption said right after this. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back again. Just again, a little bit more out of this article. It's a very lengthy article. You might find it amusing. I hope you find it amusing. I thought it was amusing this morning. You know, I have to read so much of this stuff off the internet regurgitorium on a daily basis. It's refreshing to come across a piece like this. But it's a serious piece. It's a telling piece. And it's the attitude at the top of a lot of corporate, the global corporations. These people really don't care. You're cattle, all right? Get over it. Put a tag in your ear. We'll call you Bessie, and we'll milk you when we need you, all right? And the rest of the time, go eat grass. You know, you put an ad in the newspaper. It's cutting down the nation's top transportation official, this woman, Mary O'Rourke. The first article, or the first ad he has her in a bubble bath, and the caption underneath, it says, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your monopoly grow? It doesn't. The next ad he ran, he had her posing as a cowgirl, under the headline, Welcome to Dublin Airport. This is a stick-up. I don't imagine you got any blessings from her on that. During interviews and radio appearances, he further insults public figures, once calling Ireland's former Dáil Síoch, I don't know who that is, the equivalent of the Prime Minister, Bertie Ahern, a useless wastrel. A useless wastrel. Maybe I'll try and see if I can't get him on air to join us. It'd be kind of a fun way of spending the morning, don't you think? Talking to O'Leary here, and we could find out everything that he knows about cattle. Here's a little bit about cattle. Heard a broadcast last evening, rather much kind of a heads up, talking about irradiation, using radiologicals on our beef. You know, I've been having some trouble getting beef locally. We use some Creekstone beef they have at the grocery. Now, I know people that raise beef, but I don't pester them for any beef off their ranches. So I go to the grocery and I buy it. But lately, over about the last year, you buy this meat. It looks real pink. You bring it home. You know, you open the package and it stinks like it's been, you know, it's roadkill. But it looks pink. And it never goes anything other than pink. And now recently, it stopped being pink for so long. It just smells like it's, you know, it smells like it's, you know, like I said, roadkill. And you cook it, and it fills the house with a putrid odor. This can't be good. I'm not eating it. I won't feed it to my dog either. Anyway, came across this article. Clean beef or irradiated dirty beef? From a veterinarian's perspective, this off the AmericanGrassFedBeef.com, a website you might want to check out, AmericanGrassFedBeef.com. They've got some maps on there where you can click around and see if you have a grass-fed beef store location near you. And or you can order grass-fed beef directly from them. I guess they ship it out to you. But here's the article. Again, titled, Clean Beef or Irradiated Dirty Beef, a Veterinarian's Perspective. Quote, our efforts in the meat industry should be aimed at removing the filth from the source, not just making cow manure safer to eat, says Dr. Patricia Wisnant, a veterinarian and grass-fed beef expert. All right? We should aim at removing the filth from the source and not just making cow manure safer to eat, she says. The USDA recently stated that 60% of the largest United States meat plants. That would probably include Creekstone, the supplier for our area. 60% of the largest United States meat plants failed to meet federal food safety regulations for preventing E. coli bacteria in their products. According to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, this bacteria causes an estimated 73,000 infections and 61,000 deaths each year. The safety of our food supply is a real issue with most Americans. Modern corporate centralization and integration of the meat industry has produced high-speed factory assembly line processing, which handles 400-plus cows an hour by unskilled labor. Speed means profit, and it can also mean careless practices, which are greatly responsible for the occurrence of bacterial contamination in beef. In other words, beef that stinks to high heaven. You open it up, you just know. You know, you'd have to cook this stuff so well done that you might as well just use it for a frisbee before it'd ever even be considered safe to eat, and then you don't know what you're eating. But it's not just E. coli, it's not just bacteria. You know, bugs happen. It's worse than that. Let's go on. We've seen over the last few years the outbreaks of E. coli can cause nationwide recalls, and now we're having all these egg recalls. Some people say it's a smokescreen, others don't. Often by the time tainted beef is recalled, the majority has already been consumed. You know, you ever seen, you know, hamburger made? You have no idea what's inside of that huge grinding thing. It's enormous. You know, they just throw all the cows in there, you know, bovine spongiform, encephalitis, you know, all of that. And who cares? How are you going to be able to figure out which cow was sick, which one was diseased, you know, which one had cancer? You know, you just, you know, cut the heads off, cut the tails off, skin them out, gut them out, throw them all in this grinder, and it grinds it all up. Supposedly. Irradiation, let's say, large corporate processors can't afford to slow down the assembly line and are resistant to the time-consuming measures it takes to sanitize the process and minimize the risk of contamination. Irradiation, this is radiological contamination of your food sources, folks. Irradiation may provide an excuse not to tackle the real sources and the practices responsible for contaminated beef. Mainly the filth in the confined environment of the feedlot and the fecal contamination that occurs in the high-speed slaughtering facility. I'm afraid that the quote-unquote safety net, here's one of your social safety nets, that the safety net irradiation holds out to the meat processing industry will be the excuse needed to continue current processing practices rather than to clean them up. Irradiation is a process by which food products are exposed to high doses of radiation to kill bacteria. All right, they're all worried about the Mohammedans creeping into the country. Old dirty bombs. And then we do dirty bombs on our ground beef and serve it to ourselves and our children. Amazing. All right? Irradiation is a process by which food products are exposed to high doses of radiation to kill bacteria, parasites, and mold. Sound tasty? Three types of ionizing radiation are permitted: gamma rays, high-energy electrons, and X-rays. The sanitation process is endorsed by a majority of health institutions, such as the World Health Organization. Let's see, they're the same ones that are pushing the vaccines, aren't they? The CDC, they definitely are. The American Medical Association, well, they profit by it. The American Dietetic Association, they don't care. And the American Meat Institute, the AMI, Grocery Manufacturers of America, and the National Cattlemen. These organizations hail this new technology as the gold standard of food decontamination. The gold standard. Funny, I've seen that little gold standard symbol on the Creekstone package. Rather troubling. These organizations believe irradiation is a positive process which will contribute to our public health. You know, it's kind of like putting fluoride in the water. As beneficial as milk pasteurization, immunization against disease, and the chlorination and fluoridation of our water. On the other side of this debate are activists, healthcare providers, and those who view this technology with a bit more skepticism and believe that irradiated food may have the opposite effect, actually causing harm to long-term health. If you eat a lot of beef, as I do, there's no fish around here fit to eat in Missouri. If you eat a lot of beef, as I do, because there's nothing else to eat, all of this irradiation, what's the long-term effect? You get smarter and smaller, or you get taller and taller, or all your teeth fall out, does your hair fall out? Does the skin start to hang from your bones? How much radiation can you take in a hamburger anyway?
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock, or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're just looking into this concept of irradiation of our beef. You know, you just can't seem to find decent food anymore. Yet there's an agenda behind it. We'll cover that in a moment. Back to the article here. Again, according to a Dr. Samuel S. Epstein, huh? Yeah, well, he's the professor emeritus of environmental medicine at the University of Illinois School of Public Health in Chicago. Two strikes, you're out there, Epstein. Maybe he belongs to the Saul Alinsky School of Obama politics, I don't know. The government's assertion that irradiated food is safe for human consumption does not even pass the laugh test. I'm going to have to agree with Epstein on that one. irradiated meat is a very different product than natural meat. This is hardly surprising as the Food and Drug Administration approved dose of 450,000 rads is approximately 150 million times greater than that of a chest x-ray. All right? 150 million grads, or 150 million times greater than that of a chest ray. Are you trying to tell me that I eat a hamburger and I've just eaten the equivalent of 150 million times more radiation than I would have if I'd gotten a chest x-ray? Oh, my. Apart from high levels of benzene, isn't that what we're worried about in the Gulf, everybody dropping dead over benzene? New chemicals known as unique radicalic products were identified in irradiated meats in the U.S. Army test in 1977. And 1977, this has been going on a while. And recognized as carcinogenic. Later tests identified other chemicals shown to induce genetic toxicity. They're after your gene pool, folks. They're after your gene pool. Dr. Epstein and many others opposed to irradiation believe that the FDA's claims of safety are based on grossly inadequate testing, which falls to meet minimal standards, and which its own expert committees explicitly rebut. After review of over 400 irradiation studies, only five were used to base FDA's approval. This is kind of the way that they work with the climate change models. Oh, the heck with all those peer-reviewed scientists. They are all just a bunch of wingnuts, right? Let's use the hockey stick. It worked last time. They believe anything. And Mikey will eat beef, and he eats lots of it. Anyway, back to the article here. Many others presented scientific evidence that eating irradiated meat poses grave risks of cancer and genetic damage. And yet, people are going in for their chemo, claiming the cure, their cancer, their chemo. All the time. Pass those burgers over, honey. Let's have another hamburger. Studies show that irradiation damages food by breaking up the molecules and creating free radicals. Damn, I thought it was going out into the sunshine that did that. I haven't seen any sunshine in a long time that didn't have a red sheen to it. The long-term effects are very much in question. Animal studies, which is, you know, humans and other animals, your children in school, animal studies have shown increased tumors, reproductive failure, kidney damage, and vitamin deficiencies. Well, you got it covered on all bases, don't they? Consider the following points in deciding if irradiated food is a technological breakthrough or another adulteration of our food supply. And even the Bible warns you about committing adultery. Even if you're not a humanitarian, cattle raised in feedlots are exposed to diseases and high levels of fecal contamination from their confined environment, which can impact your health. And there's truth to that. Of course, cattle really aren't raised in feedlots. Well, some are raised in feedlots. Most of them are finished in feedlots. Most of them are begun on grass. And then they're sold at auction, then they're transported to the feedlots, and the grain's poured to them. Anyway, feeding corn or grain in feedlots changes the pH of the cow's stomach from neutral to acid. This practice has allowed the development of acid-resistant Super E. coli bacteria, which would normally be killed in an acid environment, such as the human stomach. Are we breeding a new set of super bacteria that are irradiation resistant? Maybe that's why the beef smells so bad these days. Maybe the irradiation isn't strong enough. Maybe we need to bump it up to 450 from 450 to, let's say, 500,000, maybe a million times as much radiation as a chest x-ray. Maybe that'll kill those super bacteria. Could be. Cattle processed at the rate of 400 plus cows per hour using unskilled labor with nearly a 100% turnover rate contributes to mistakes in processing and increases the risk of cross-contamination. Remember that Jewish meat packing plant that was, that kosher meat packing plant that was brought down because they had all the illegals in there? I wonder how rapidly they turned their employees over. Irradiation helps to reduce corporate legal risks. It allows corporations to maintain high-speed processing operations, increases the beef's shelf life. Maybe that's why it smells so bad. Maybe it's 2 or 3 years old. I don't know. Increases distances that beef can be shipped. And masks, there's the key. That's what I was looking for. Masks deterioration. This stuff comes out of the package. It's pink. It looks good. You break it open in the middle and put your nose down there, it stinks like something's been dead for a year. Advantages which are not focused on your health but on corporate profits. In the past 12 years, the USDA has cut over 12,000 meat inspector jobs and in many cases has allowed the USDA inspectors to be replaced by in-house inspectors under corporate payrolls and corporate authority. Sounds like the Mineral Management Service and British Petroleum, doesn't it? Petroleum is about what that beef smelled like. The lobbying effort of the meat irradiation industries and the FDA are working to eliminate the word irradiated in favor of electronic or cold pasteurization. They're not going to tell you it's irradiated. They want to use the word electronic or cold pasteurization, marketing phrases which they feel will be more acceptable to Americans. Let's just go ahead and obfuscate the issue. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician coming to a meat counter near you. Marketing efforts are increasing Americans' acceptance of irradiated beef each year. According to a report by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, only 15% of the participants in a recent marketing study of irradiated beef rejected every aspect of irradiation, saw no benefits, and questioned the risks. Only 15% of participants in marketing studies. They stated that the remaining 85% could be favorably influenced by changing the word irradiation to a word that sounds less like radiation. And they probably begin teaching it at the Montessori school. With better education of the irradiation process, a choice of irradiated versus non-irradiated beef, and improvements in product quality. That's like the difference between, you know, raw milk and pasteurized milk. If you've ever drunk the other, you'd never have a question about the first. Right? Have you ever eaten irradiated beef? Is the question to you. There's no place you can go to get away from it. Restaurants, caterers, and institutions are not required to tell you when their beef is irradiated. Beef, which is an ingredient combined with several other ingredients, does not have to be labeled as irradiated. In other words, if you go to the store and get your beef Hot Pockets, or if you happen to enjoy a nice hearty beef soup, or a beef stew, or any of the Stouffer's products, or any of the rest of the stuff you see in the frozen food counters, you know, forget it. Probably irradiated. They don't have to tell you, because you add it to anything else, you can drop the label. All right. In grocers' shelves, using beef as an ingredient would not have to be labeled as irradiated. Beef byproducts, you know, a beef byproduct, be careful about that one. What kind of a byproduct? How close by the beef did you find the product? The government proposes to use irradiated ground beef in the national school lunch program without parental warning in most cases. Sending Johnny and Janie to school this morning? Did you pack their lunch or did you tell them to go ahead and buy their lunch at the meat counter there? Even the largest mail order gourmet steak provider, and we all know who that is, you get the ads all the time in this country, sells irradiated ground beef. If you are a beef consumer, your chances are very good that you have eaten irradiated beef either knowingly or unknowingly. I guess we can't leave everybody ready to hang themselves in the hall closet. Is there an alternative to irradiated beef? Cattle raised in natural open grass pastures 100% of their lives harbor significantly lower numbers of E. coli, according to the USDA, literally a millionfold. As an added benefit, grass-fed cows are exposed to fewer pathogens grazing in clean open areas versus cramped contaminated feedlot pens. Grass-fed beef or grain-fed beef should never be processed in high-speed processing facilities. We'll pick it up right there, right after this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so back to this article, just closing it out. I really hadn't anticipated staying with the news the full 2 hours, but this stuff has been interesting. At least it has been for me. Is, again, there a safe alternative to irradiated beef? And there are safe alternatives. Grass-fed beef, American grass-fed beef, is a good place to go to start looking at some of those solutions. It says the processing plant needs to strictly adhere to a HACCP protocol with a USDA inspector supervising the entire operation. Proper processing requires time, skill, and extreme care. And I'll tell you that most of the people I know around here raise beef. I lived for many years surrounded by beef, you know, cattlemen. And my father for many, many years had a herd of Jersey cattle, you know. Really cool on all of this stuff. But this is, we're talking about two different kinds of ways of living, really. The way of life in the city and the way of life in the country. These are the sort of things, you know, that you, well, I have a really good friend. And he says, when you're talking in regards to talking to cows, he just thinks of them as a tube with four legs. It's a tube with four legs. Their nose is always on the ground. They're either sucking up the grass or they're sucking up the water. And out comes the other stuff at the other end, you know. It's just a tube, and it just processes grass, and it turns it into beef, and then you eat it. And it's good stuff. The real problems happen when you get involved with corporations, all right? And we've got a lot of corporations that have gained monopolies on foods. And so it's not so much whether, you know, capitalism versus socialism. We're going to get to that in just a minute. It's not that question. It's monopoly capitalism and monopolies and state-sponsored monopolies like the CDC and the World Trade Organization, all that nonsense. But here, let me just give you something quick, right out of the dictionary. For those that might be confused, maybe they don't know, maybe they don't have a dictionary. And I understand a lot of people don't bother with dictionaries. But here's just a simple, common dictionary definition of socialism. Socialism is a doctrine that there should be public ownership and operation of the means of production and distribution. Right? Public ownership and operation of the means of production and distribution. And it's the application of this doctrine. It's a political movement that would advocate such a thing. Now, is that the world that you really want to live in? Obviously, it's the world that we live in today because the socialists have taken over just about everything. Just about everything. The doctrine that there should be public ownership and operation of the means of production and distribution. When we went to the Federal Reserve banking system, when we went to their fiat monetary product, the foreign product that carries that taint, that stink, that slime, the toxic slime that our authors of They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency, McDonald and Rowan, wrote about. We interviewed them. So did Mike Chambers. But when we lost control of our monetary system, everything became socialized, right? So there's truth saying, oh, yeah, well, they are a socialist country, but you don't have to embrace it, for God's sakes. Now, what's the difference between that and capitalism? Before you rank capitalism down too far, let's find just a simple, simple definition right out of the dictionary, all right? Nothing fancy here. Just a Scribner Bantam English Dictionary, desktop dictionary. Capitalism is an economic system based on private ownership of property and the conduct of business for private profit. Does anyone actually see anything wrong with that? Do you have any problem with that? An economic system based on private ownership of property and the conduct of business for private profit. You know, we've used Andrew J. Galambo's definition numerous times of property. Just what is property? Well, it's a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, right? And so if it's private ownership of your life, then you're the one that's in charge of your life. It's individualism versus collectivism. But there are collectivists, even in our midst, even on the airwaves, close to me. Rather frightening, rather frustrating, but they're there, all right? They would like to take away your private property. Now, let's go to Chapter 14 in the few minutes remaining. Earth Summit, Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro. Couldn't be a more socialist manifesto than this. Chapter 14, Promoting Sustainable Agricultural and Rural Development. Our chatters, Saul and Ver, in the chat room, stated correctly that we're being asked, we're actually being forced away from beef. We're being forced away from sheep and goats and chickens and everything. We're being forced out of the business of feeding and providing for ourselves. No longer will we be a self-reliant people. No, we're all going to have to suck on the teat of the mommy state, looking for those social safety nets that some people seem so fond of. But here, in Chapter 14 of Agenda 21, we find this under Management-Related Activities. This is 14.9. Governments at the appropriate level, with the support of the relevant international and regional organizations, should, and here's Item C, implement policies to influence land tenure and property rights positively, with due recognition of the minimum size of land holding required to maintain production and check further fragmentation. What are they talking about? They'll set up a minimum size of your farm. They'll set up a minimum size for independent property holdings. Unless you are Big Agra, unless you're ConAgra, unless you are Monsanto or one of the other mega agricultural businesses, your farm holding will be considered too small. If you cannot own all of the farming in a region and control it, according to international diktat, you're not going to be allowed to have that property. That's the whole idea about premise registration, premise ID. that we've been struggling against and struggling against. Of course, of course. If you use Federal Reserve notes to buy your farm, and you are considered a business as soon as you enter in upon farming, but if you use Federal Reserve notes to buy and operate that farm, you really don't own it, so you just are a tenant. You're a lessor, really. And so your land is not your land any longer. It's not your property any longer. You just have a premise. And so they want to register your premise. It's like a leasehold. It's a tenancy, all tenants in common under the sun. But what they want to do is they want to influence property rights. Property rights, rights, rights. Soon you'll have no more rights. Keep going with your social safety nets. You'll have no rights any longer. With due recognition of the minimum size of landholding, what will be the minimum size of landholding? Will I be able to have a 10-acre farm? Will I be able to have a 40-acre farm with a mule? Like they gave all of the Negroes, 40 acres and a mule? Will I have to have a minimum size of 80 acres? Will I have to have 160? 320, a full square mile, 640 acres? Or is it 660? Sometimes I forget. It's all multiples of 40s anyway. What will be the minimum size of the land holding? Will any of the water on my farm be my water, or will it all just be federal waters and federal lands? I think these are things that we need to consider and consider very carefully. I wouldn't necessarily agree with Russell D. Longacre here, writing for LouRockwell.com, where he encourages people to stop voting. Russell D. Longcore, dig this. The election cycle, he writes, has become interminably long and boring. The worst possible candidates from the Republican Democratic parties have floated to the top, much like what you see when you glance down into a toilet bowl. Well, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, in this broadcast, we don't advocate a strong Republican or a Democratic Party by any way, shape, or form. I'm a staunch advocate for the abolition of the established two-party political system, but I certainly don't see a way out by stopping voting. Go ahead. You can withdraw. You can just stand back. You can do nothing. And what does that do? It means that fewer and fewer and fewer people will control the system. It's never been about how many votes cast. It's about the quality of the votes cast. And if your voice is absent of the electoral process, if you're not involved in the process, if you're not actively becoming vocal, local, right where you are and doing everything that you can do to slow down the advance of this juggernaut, if not throw it off the tracks, well, then you're going to get the world, you know, that you deserve. Choices have consequences. And whether you're choosing to eat either irradiated beef off the meat counter downtown, or maybe pursuing this idea of American grass-fed beef and finding other alternate places to obtain food sources, doing everything that you can do to slow down or derail the Codex Alimentarius process, doing whatever you can to slow down or stop Agenda 21, my advice is do it. If you fail, you'll at least be better off than you were before. Anyway, that's all for today. Beck and on Monday, have a good
taking
weekend. Until then,
one
goodbye.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.